I am not surprised by the outcome of this poll. And I say that for one reason, because I have held the view for some time, going back to the local and European elections last summer, that there is an urban-rural divide when it comes to Europe. During the course of the canvassing in the northwest, in Sligo, Donegal, and North Leitrim, I will have come across many, many people in the farming sector who are absolutely up to speed on European affairs. And we know from a poll in January that 78% of people polled knew about the Common Agricultural Policy and the role that Europe plays in that. But that is in stark contrast to what you find when you go to the towns and the cities of the Midlands and Northwest. And it's there you find considerable ignorance about what the European Union does, because many, many people in those urban areas do not see the European Union, or indeed the Commission or the Parliament, as relevant to much of their life.
And I guess with that in mind then, what do you feel like needs to be done, or what do you feel like needs to be changed to get people a bit more kind of in support of it and understand, I guess, what's going on and how they're being represented?
Well, I think things are changing already with regard to people's attitude towards Brussels and towards the roles played by the Commission and the Parliament. And I think in one area, for instance, there has been a significant change in the last 12 months, and that's in the area of housing. Up to this point, housing was a matter of competency to the member state. In other words, the Irish government made all decisions on housing. We know the crisis there is in the housing sector in Ireland, and we know that crisis has also felt throughout Europe. And that's the reason why we have recently set up a new housing committee in the European Parliament. I'm vice chair of that committee. And now we're taking submissions from Ireland, from key towns and cities around Ireland, on how to deal with the housing sector. So I suppose we are making Europe relevant to Irish voters by talking about the issues in urban areas and in rural areas that they want to talk about and they want solutions to. So that's how you deal with it. You make Europe relevant to people's lives. For instance, if the EU were to fund in some part the restoration of the railway line from County Galway to Tobercurry and into Sligo and Ballymote, it would be seen, and Killarney, would be seen as a major boost for the European Union funding in Ireland and for Europe and for the facilities locally. Then I think a far higher percentage of people would know about the role of Europe in this scenario. So it's up to the European Commission and the Parliament and MEPs like ourselves to bring about these changes and make Europe more relevant to people in rural and urban areas.